Luke chapter 16, beginning at verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. That's reading the rest of the chapter. So the little thought that was with us this afternoon. Have you thought about hell? Our mind just drifts from one place to another, and what we're going to have to do tomorrow, and what we're going to have to, the steps we're going to have to set in order to reach the goals we've got, and the projects we've got ready, what we're about to start and what we need to finish and whether or not we need to mow the grass and you name it. Our minds go every which way, and we very seldom think about hell. Saved or lost. But I believe if we thought about it for just a little while, it'd change the way we do things. It'd change the amount and the number of times that we go to pray. It would change the number of times that we try to be a witness and a light. It would change how many times we pick up God's word and read it. It changed the way we live. It changed the way that we treat people and act and walk and talk in front of people if we thought a little more often about hell. Have you thought about hell? So here is a man that never thought of it. He was rich, clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And the Bible doesn't say, this is just conjecture on my part, but I know Lazarus went and begged for the crumbs. He had somebody carry him because he couldn't get there himself. For the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And I would say that maybe the rich man maybe had somebody to bring his whole loaf of bread to him and sweep the crumbs up after he was done. I don't believe he wanted much for anything. But you see, the time came down to die. Job said that, didn't he? He said, for it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. And I don't care whether you have a genius IQ or whether you're mentally challenged. I don't care. whether you are broke as broke can be, poor as the poorest man that ever lived, or whether you're a billionaire, you will die. It's coming to every one of us. Job also said life is just a vapor. It's like the grass that withereth and fadeth away. And then where is it? See, life is short. And a lot of you are my age. Some of you are more than my age. It doesn't seem like no time that I was just a kid. I remember I was probably 10 or 12, and I came here to Bible school when I was a boy. And now look, it's 40 years later. And I can't run like I did in Bible school. And I've got some extra pounds on me. My hair is gray, what's left. And time has made a change. And that seems like just a blink of an eye ago. That's nothing compared to eternity. That's nothing compared to the eternal flame, the eternity that sinners are going to have to spend in hell. Have you thought about hell? Said the rich man also died, and in hell he lift up his eyes. You see, it's something you can't spend eternity. It just goes on forever and ever and ever. And this is why you can't spend it. The Lord sent an angel here at the end times, and he set one foot on land and one foot on the sea, and he declared that time shall be no more. We very seldom have need of a clock anymore. Most people have gone digital. Most people use their phones instead of a watch and that kind of thing. Those won't do you a bit of good when this life is over. There'll not be a day, and I know people argue and doctrines collide and things like that about people's beliefs. Listen, folks, when time is over, that's it. There won't be any more. And you'll stand before the Lord. And then you'll kneel. And then you'll confess that He's King of kings and Lord of lords to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
And then the sheep will be separated from the goats. The Bible said that we would rise to meet Him in the air. Those that were dead in Christ and those that were alive and remain shall be changed in a moment, of a twinkling of an eye, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not going to argue about it. As long as I'm with Jesus, everything else is okay.
Amen.
All right. Have you thought about hell? We need to.
Amen.
Have you thought about what people will see when they get there? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the agony on the folks' faces that are there? The tortured look in their countenance. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the pain in their eyes? Every second, for the rest of eternity, that look on their face. What are you going to see when you get there? That tortured look, the agony, the pain. I don't know about you, but I don't want my loved ones to hurt, do you? When the kids were little and they would stump a toe or they'd scrape a knee, they'd come crying and they'd get scraped up, they'd get loved on, and we'd doctor and we'd put band-aids and whatever it took to ease the pain. But these people will be in torment forever and ever and ever. It won't cease. They won't get a break. They won't have a time to feel better. They'll be tormented forever. Oh, what a punishment. And the look of agony on their face. That's what hell
What will you see? I know Jesus told his people. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again. And I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We sing the song, Stroll Over Heaven. What a sweet song and what a sweet thought about walking down the streets of gold. Not so in hell. Have you thought about what you'll see when you get there? Listen, I believe the Bible says that the one place Jesus said that the folks that went there would be cast into outer darkness. Yes, there's a flame that you'll see, but, and this is the analogy I guess I think of when I think about that flame. If you've ever lit a blowtorch, when you first light it, it's a bright orange. But you turn that propane up, that butane up, and the more you put on it, the hotter that flame gets, the darker it gets, until it's almost a dark blue. That's what I think of when I think about the flames of hell. So hot. Oh, and to think about people being tormented in that flame forever and ever. Oh, what a sign. It's a sign. The Bible said that hell has had to enlarge its borders. It was never intended for humanity. Did you know that? It was intended for the devil and his angels. Amen. But because men refused to believe on the anointed Son of God, Jesus Christ, they had no other choice but to go to that awful place. So you see, it's a place that's crowded. It's a place where I believe folks are shoulder to shoulder. Amen. And just leaning on one another. Mm-hmm. It's a place where people are tormented forever. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him,
Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Have you thought about hell? Now that face of agony, that face with that tormented look on it, that's your people. Mm-hmm. And that's mine. That sinner you requested prayer for, before this night is over, that could be them.
Amen.
Have you thought about hell? It won't be a party.
No.
You won't see a party. You won't see a smile. Nobody will be having a good time. What you won't see in hell, you won't see any mercy. You won't see any compassion. You won't see any hope. You see all hope left when the last breath was drawn.
Amen.
So it will not be in hell.
Yeah.
You won't see any love. You won't see that in hell. Have you thought about hell? You won't see any love in hell. You know why? Because my Bible says God is love. Amen. There is no sin. There is no sight. There is nothing in hell about God, because they have rejected and turned him away. So they're in torment for eternity.
Amen. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Have you thought about hell? You thought about what people will see? Have you thought about what people will feel in hell? You ever got burned? Most of us have at one time or another. Most of us have. Didn't feel good, did it? Now think about being in the flame of hell for eternity. I've got bad news for you. You'll burn and burn and burn and burn, and the fire will never go out.
Amen.
I'm not preaching this to scare you. I'm preaching this to let you know what's in store for you if you're not saved by the grace of God. Amen. There are consequences for rejecting the call of God.
Amen.
People want to pass us off as pacifists. They want to pass us off as a tolerant people who just love everybody, and I believe we're supposed to. But I want you to know that God is a God of wrath as well. And when you reject Him and you turn Him away, you're facing an eternity in hell.
Amen.
It's not my call. It's not the preacher's call. It's not the church member's call. It's yours. Because you choose whether you accept or you reject Christ. What will you feel in hell? Have you thought about hell? What will you feel? You feel that flame burning you constantly. Well, I'll just burn up, preacher. No, you won't. Because God's going to... He told us over in Little John, the 3rd chapter, verse 1, it doth not yet appear, somewhere around there, might be verse 2, doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. He talks about a glorified body that the saints will get. But I'm here to tell you, you're not just going to burn up. You're going to have a body that can't die.
Right.
The Bible said men, whenever Jesus comes back, would run to the rocks and the mountains and beg Him to fall on them, to hide them from His face. But it will not work. Every man, woman, boy, or girl will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And whenever you give a deed, you give account for the deeds done in the body, and He opens the books, and He opens the book of life, and your name is not there, hell will be your home.
Amen. Come on now.
What will you feel? I pulled out a lighter and came towards you. The first thing you'd do is withdraw. You don't want to burn. You know, nobody wants to go to hell. But there's millions of people going. Including people in my family and your family. People in Cock County. Possibly even members of Dutch Bottoms. Because church membership is not going to keep you from going to hell. You have to be born again, saved by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
All right. What will you feel? He said, the rich man cried. He said, Father Abraham, would you send Lazarus that he would take the tip of his finger and dip it in water so that he could put a drop on my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Will you feel the tears ease down? Because you're so tortured and tormented. You see, Jesus said over in Revelation that he would wipe every tear from our eyes, His children. As I said a minute ago, none of us want to see our children hurt. None of us want to see them cry. And it's nature for a parent to pick up a child and to wipe those tears from his eyes. That's what we've got. We got a Father that loves us and cares for us. But in hell, you don't cry, cry, cry. In hell, those tears will fall. Can you feel them as they hit your skin and sizzle from the flames? I'm telling you today, hell is an awful, awful place. And I don't want my people to go there, and I don't want yours to go there either.
Amen.
Amen.
Will you feel the crowd in there pushing on all sides of you, right, left, front, back? Will you feel the pain as the people gnash on you. You ever had all infants go through it about the time they turn two? They have a stage where they have a fixation of things in their mouth and they will bite you if you're not careful. They'll nail you and it hurts. Now think about that for eternity. Every time you think it, maybe it's over with, here comes somebody else to take out a big chunk of you. Hurt, pain, agony, can you feel it? I'm here to tell you today, it's never going to end. It's never going to stop. And you're going to be there for eternity. Amen. Have you thought about hell?
Happy Lord.
Is that what you want your people to go through? Oh, that's just a small part of it. Have you thought about hell? Have you thought about what you'll hear in hell? They won't be singing Amazing Grace.
No.
They won't be singing the rock and roll. I can't remember who sang it. Some rock star sung a song, Highway to Hell.
AC/DC.
They won't be singing that. They'll not be in concert.
No.
You know what they'll be doing? Scream! You know what they'll be doing? Crying. You know what they'll be doing? They'll be pleading, begging. Oh, I wish I had one more chance. Oh, I wish I was back at the little church one more time. If I could just have one more chance, I'd run to the altar. I'd beg the Lord to save me. And I wish you'll hear a lifetime of regret. For eternity. You thought about hell. You thought about what you'll see, what you'll feel, what you'll hear. I've heard preachers preach, and you probably have heard it too. You boys may have preached it. If we could just pull it back. The curtain on hell. And everybody look down in there for just a second. You're not going to have just a second if you're not right. If you're not ready to meet the Lord, second's the least of your worries. You're going to be there for eternity. Have you thought about hell? What you see, what you'll feel, what you'll hear. Some of you know what I'm talking about. This Saturday, there'll be 100,000 people in Knoxville for a ball game. They'll all hoop, they'll holler, they'll laugh, they'll have a good time. There's a vast difference in that. And they have you know what I'm talking about, they have on the big board. How loud that it gets in there. How many decibels? They measure the amount of sound that the crowd makes. They would break the meter in hell.
Amen.
And it won't be screaming for touchdowns. It won't be screaming for joy. Oh, the sounds coming out of hell. The agony, the pain, the screaming. Have you ever been just, you didn't realize it? Someone just right beside you, maybe just right behind you, and they'd let out a blood-curdling scream and it'd hair on the back of your neck stand up. It'd scare you. That's what you're going to hear in hell. Not going to be a pleasant sound. Have you thought about what you're going to see, what you're going to feel, what you're going to hear? How about what you're going to taste? How about what you're going to taste in hell? Everywhere I've seen a great big fire,
there'll be this little ash float around. Taste them tears running down. Taste that ash. This is what the book says. Talks about Jesus. Oh, taste and see that He is good.
Amen.
You know what you're going to get a good taste of in hell? Bitterness. That's what you're going to taste in hell. You're going to get a good taste of hatred. You're going to get a good taste of anger. That's what's down there. Men angry. Men sorrowful. What you're going to taste, what you're going to see, what you're going to hear, what you're going to feel, what you're going to smell. You know, I've never been around a fire. Let me just relay this to you this way. I was a wise man last year in Padgett. But for years before that, I was a shepherd. Most of the years I was right back here. And you all know what we do. And John always was the guy that built, stacked the wood and built the fires because it was cold that time of year. And it seemed like no matter where I stood in relation to that fire, the smoke would come right up and I could smell it. And then that night's pageant would be over. I would go home. I would start to take them clothes off, and you know what I could still smell?
The smoke.
Get used to it in hell. Because that's just a minor thing. If the scent of the smoke were all you had to worry about, you'd have it made. It's the flame that's going to get you. And let me just say this. No, you won't burn up and die because He'll give you a body that can feel every bit of the pain and never die. It's a place nobody wants to be. So why do you want to go there? Why are we content to let our people slip right off? Somebody's going to die tonight. As a matter of fact, there was a death in this community just this morning. And that man, I'm sure, never expected to lose his life. And who knows who the next one will be? Very well could be me. You don't know. It very well could be you. Or it could be that little sinner girl that won't leave my mind. It could be that sinner when you lay down at night and the thought of them just lingers right here. I've preached to you where they're going to go if they don't trust in Jesus. Is that where you want them? I don't know about you. I have met people along the last while. You've heard me tell this. I tried my best to be good to them. And no matter how hard I tried, they just didn't like me. And I'd go above and beyond to try to win them over because it bothered me at one point if somebody didn't care for me. And men that would wish me harm, men that would wish bad toward me, I'd give anything if they wouldn't go to hell.
Oh, yes.
I've heard people tell folks that. Why don't you just go? Just go to them. Really?
Oh.
Don't go! Stay away from that place. Make Jesus to save
You don't have to die lost. You don't have to burn. You don't have to feel the agony and pain forever and ever. I believe the scripture says this, for the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever. You want to know something else? It said where their word dieth not. You want to know what you'll feel? You'll feel agony. You'll feel regret for all the times you could have been spared that place. Listen, when I got down to pray as a 8-year-old boy, I didn't wonder about heaven. It never crossed my mind. I never wondered about the streets of gold and gates of pearl. I never thought about the good times I'd have as a member of the church. All I wanted to do was escape hell, and thank God I got saved and I don't have to go there.
Amen. Amen.
I told you Chevrolet would sell Chevrolets for a dollar, you wouldn't wait till the service was over. But you better get there in the next 30 minutes. You'd break a speed limit, wouldn't you, to get there. Guess what we got at Dutch Bottoms? We've got salvation, and it's free.
Amen.
But it's just for a limited time. Just for a limited time, just man, this born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. And I don't know. I've heard it all my life. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
I've heard that, and I believe that.
Amen.
You're not much older than me, and I believe you'd agree with me. The world has gotten worse. Amen. Since we were boys and girls. More wicked.
Yeah.
Things people used to be ashamed of and wouldn't want anybody to know, now they celebrate.
Right.
Yeah. Sin is celebrated, and people call wrong right and right wrong.
Yeah.
And they'll say, I don't believe in God, because they're afraid they'll have to stand in judgment one day. Listen, friend. I believe in God. And this is America. And you're entitled to your beliefs, and I'm entitled to mine. But what if you're wrong? What if you're like the rich man? I saw a woman just this week. She was hollering at somebody, saying, keep your Bible, keep your God. I don't want anything to do with that. I don't believe in it. You don't have to go to hell. That's the exact reason you're going. Because you don't believe in it. Now let's talk about God's grace, then I'll be done. By grace through faith you're saved. But for the grace of God, we could have been born in North Korea, where they're not allowed to have a Bible at all. We could have been born in some of these communist countries, in Russia, places like that, where we would not have been allowed to congregate just like we are tonight. Where we wouldn't have been allowed to have church. Where you wouldn't have been allowed to say, thank God I'm saved. Or you wouldn't have been allowed to talk about the goodness of God. But we were born by the grace of God in a place where we were free to worship and lift up the name of the Lord.
Thanks.
I don't say this much because I know why our country has slipped and failed and faded away from God's will. But I can say this today, thank God that I was born in this country. Why, preacher? Because I was took to church and a good old gospel preacher that wasn't afraid to sweat, and he wasn't afraid to raise his voice, and he wasn't afraid to preach what God gave him, got up and preached to me that you must be born again.
Amen.
People prayed for me, and they cared for me. But why? Because they didn't want to see me go to hell. Now listen, we've got a good church. We love each other. And I believe we're doing the best we can do. But I'm here to tell you today, the Bible says when Zion travail, she'll bring forth children. We need to be concerned because it's my sinner that's going to burn in this place I preached to you about tonight. It's your sinner that's on their way to hell this very hour. And if we don't get concerned, they'll die and bust hell wide open.
That's awful harsh, preacher. If it gets you to move,
amen.
That's what God gave me.
Amen.
Amen.
If you thought of hell, you love them children.
I do.
You don't want to go there. Mm-mm. You love them grandchildren. You don't want to go there.
No. Hell is not preached enough. Some preachers never talk about it.
You know what we need?
Need a revival.
We need more. Now listen, I told you when I first got in the stand tonight, I don't think there's one unsaved person in the house, to my knowledge. So that either means somebody's watching and listening. Or the Lord wants you to take what I preach tonight to your center.
Amen.
Because staying in the walls of this sanctuary, it's not going to do them any good. If you believe, we believe what I preach.
Amen.
Is this, right here says two of my deacons. Men, is this Baptist doctrine? Is this what we advocate? If you believe what I preached, don't be like that man that holds his natural face in the glass and straightway goeth away and forgetteth what manner of man he is. When you look there, you remember at one time why you were a sinner too. And somebody warned you to stay on that awful place. And you don't want your people to go. So why don't you go warn them too? They'll get aggravated at me, preacher. Them being a little bit aggravated at you is better than them burning in hell.
Amen.
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 They might even get hateful with you. But you say, I love you. I don't want you to go. Won't you please come be with me at church? They might get aggravated. They might say ugly things. But they can't get too tore up because you're showing them love.
That's right.
And what is love? God is love. This was encouraging. Be wonderful if we saw that again this coming Sunday.
Amen.
But if we had 30, Philip, help me. If we had 30, and Simon Ellison stood up and said, "Jesus, save me,"
praise
the Lord. I'd take that over 300.
Amen.
Amen.
If we had 30. Caden stood up and said, I got saved.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Yeah. Nothing helps a church more than seeing a sinner saved.
Amen.
True, man.
Bless the Lord.
And the two I named are just, we've got way more than that on their way to hell. Work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. There's a graveyard full out here. They close their eyes. They'll never see the light of day again. And as a tree fall, so shall it die. They died saved. Be resurrected saved. They died lost. They're all. already burning. The rich man died also, and in hell. He lived. Let me just get this. L-I-F-T. My master's degree I got in English. You might not be able to tell it by the way I speak. L-I-F-T. Present, past, future. If he was over and done with, and he was dead, and he wouldn't inhale anymore, it'd say L-I-F-T-E-D. I believe that every letter, mm-hmm. comma, period, every little thing placed in the King James Version Bible, God placed it there himself. And if he'd have meant for that to be past tense, it'd been a past tense verb, but it wasn't. In hell, he lived. You know what he's still doing? He's still lifting those eyes, because when he looks this way, all he sees is agony. Mm-hmm. When he feels back this direction, all he can feel is pain. When he listens behind him, all he can hear is the cries and the screams of a broken people who wish they had some form of hope. When he looks ahead of him, he can see the anguish on sinners' faces. And listen, you know what else he sees? Good people. Young people. You see, you don't have to be Hitler to go to hell. You don't have to be the meanest man in Cock County to go to hell. You just have to reject Jesus. And all, you know how simple it is to do that? It's this simple. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. And while my heart's beating out of my chest, and I know the Lord is dealing with me, all I've got to reject his call is sit right here. And when the preacher dismisses the service, I may never hear that call again. I may never. And I've heard preachers preach this. He's only obligated to call one time. I've also read this. He's nigh to them that are of a broken heart, mm-hmm. and will save such as be of a contrite spirit. Sure. I believe if you really want to be saved more than anything, he'll save.
Amen.
But you've got to want it and not turn it away.
That's right. Amen.
You thought about hell? We need to. Our sinners need to.
Amen.
Well, preacher, all my folks are saved. No man liveth to himself. No man dieth to himself. How about your neighbor's family? Are they all saved? How about your brother's family, your sister's family? Are they all saved? I don't read anywhere in the Bible where Jesus saved anybody to sit down and never did anything. As a matter of fact, Paul told Timothy, be always ready to give reason for the hope that lies within you. That means testify. Tell about him. Tell of his goodness. Tell of his mercy. Tell of his grace. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. So I'm going to charge you. You know what that means? That means I'm telling you to go do something. Go tell your sinners about hell.
Amen.
Go tell them you don't want them to go there. Because they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about hell?